GOP lawmakers tout their budget as one that freezes property taxes, lowers the gas tax by a penny per gallon, and increases school spending by more than $450 million. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle calls their education plan a cut because it's less than half the more than $900 million in new school spending he proposed. The formal debate on the budget has yet to begin in the full assembly, and when it does, it could last well into the evening. But Democrats offered a preview when lawmakers convened briefly this morning. They attacked the Republican plan and promised to at least try to pump more money into education. Port Wing Democrat Gary Sherman says the GOP proposal, as it stands now, would do little to help the suffering schools in his area.
We're not trimming fat anymore. We're not looking for how many swim coaches to have or whether or not to have a third or fourth foreign language. We're looking at whether or not to have schools at all.
But Republicans have the numbers in the assembly to pass the budget they want. GOP Assembly Speaker John Gard says that means a plan that cuts up Governor Doyle's credit card, limiting taxes without borrowing and spending money the state can't afford. He says the GOP proposal puts the governor in a box.
He stood up here and promised he's going to freeze property taxes. And he tried to pull the wool over people's eyes for months. And you know what? People aren't buying it. They're not buying that a $458 million increase in schools is a cut. They're just not buying it.
The Republican budget being discussed tonight would spend nearly $20 million more than Doyle proposed on health care for the poor, elderly, and disabled. It would spend roughly $45 million less than what Doyle proposed for the University of Wisconsin system and would also cut the governor's spending on welfare-to-work programs. The Senate would also have to approve the budget before it's sent to Doyle's desk. The governor has threatened to veto parts of the plan or reject the entire document if he decides it's necessary. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.